Well, good afternoon, everyone. I know we're getting started late, so let me get into my introduction. First of all, my name is Veronica T. Dorsey. I am a leadership organizer with United Workers. Okay. Now, when you sat down, you saw two pieces of paper in front of your chair. The yellow piece of paper is an article that was written in our newspaper, the one only newspaper we have in Baltimore City. And it's announcing our Inner Harbor Human Rights Zone campaign, which we are currently in at this time. And the second handout we gave you is the challenges that we are having with this campaign, and also responses to that challenges, with on the back of this page listing the workers' demands, the demands to dignity and respect, including living wages, the demands to education, and the demands to health care. And that's all I'm going to say about these two pieces of paper, because you can read them at your leisure. And with saying that, I'm going to move into our presentation. As you can see up here, David Zirn from The Nation wrote this about the United Workers when we won our living wage campaign down at the at Camden Yards, our baseball stadium. And it reads, "The progress made on the living wage for day laborers could open a new chapter in grassroots labor organizing, not seen since the early days of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Poor People's Campaign, a model that puts the poor in charge of movements to fight poverty." Okay, now as the gentleman told you, we declared the United Workers is a human rights organization fighting to end poverty. It's led by low-wage workers and others from the ranks of the poor. Our focus is on developing leaders from the ranks of the poor through human rights education and to secure economic human rights for everyone. In other words, we believe all life is sacred and worthy of human dignity. So, I'll tell you a little bit about our campaign. On October 25th, 2008, we declared the Inner Harbor a human rights zone. And the reason we did that is because in this geographical area, the human rights zone, in the poorest city and one of the richest states in the country, it's this big, fancy, they think pretty place sitting in the middle of our poor city. And it's a brand space. I mean, it brings all the money into Baltimore City because it's the largest tourist attraction there. But the problem is, everybody sees this Inner Harbor as this wonderful place, but there's a lot of human rights violations going on down there, behind the scenes. And I'm gonna give you an example. There's a lot of branded names down there. I know a lot of you may not have heard of Inner Harbor because you live in New York. But when you come to Baltimore, everybody's gonna tell you, go to this Inner Harbor. Trust me, don't do that shit. For real, because Philip Seafood Restaurant, I know a lot of you heard about that. Philip Seafood Restaurants make their employees buy water cups to drink water during the course of their work day. That's a restaurant with over 10,000 glasses in it. They make their employees buy a water cup to drink water. So if you bought a cup on Monday and you go to work on Tuesday, forget your cup. On Tuesday, you gotta buy another damn cup to drink a cup of water. Something's wrong with that. There's a place called Cheesecake Factory. I'm sure you guys heard of that. There was one employee that had had a virus, a stomach virus. She called in sick. She told her supervisor, "I'm throwing up, I won't be in there." She works in a restaurant, of course, you don't want germs. He didn't believe her. Bring your butt in there anyway. So she goes to work. It was only until she got to work spit up on the balcony they let her go home. Why couldn't you took the word that she was spitting up at home? Why did she have to borrow bus fare, go to work, not get paid for it, and then get sent back home? Human rights violations. Women are being sexually harassed, have to do favors in order to get enough days to work to be able to feed the kids and pay rent. That's what's going on behind this branded, beautiful Inner Harbor that people think is so great. So when you come to Baltimore, don't spend your money in an home, because their treatment's like crap down there. In this wonderful geographical space, with all these branded names, people are seriously being violated. And so That's why we declared it a human rights zone. And actually, we tried to kind of change the name. It's not a human rights zone, it's a poverty zone. Because the only people benefiting down there are the developers and the corporations. They use public money to build the Inner Harbor and promised us living wage jobs with dignity and respect, because Baltimore City at one time was a great manufacturing city. Bethlehem Steel, you know, we had the shipyards, the boats and all that. Well, when they took all that out, some brilliant politician came up with the idea, well, let's develop the harbor and give the citizens living wage jobs and put them back to work since they closed all the factories and we had this large amount of you know, unemployment. So the city was like, okay, well, we'll contribute public money and help you make sure our citizens get these jobs. Well, they contributed all of our money, the developers took our money, built it in a harbor, and now they're paying us low wage money. We don't have access to healthcare. We can't afford it. We don't have access to education. But they're getting paid. We're doing the work. So with saying that, and public money that the developers took, we're holding them accountable. Okay? We were first going after the restaurants, but we can't make them do anything. They're not making a big bucks. The top of the food chain is the developers. They make money because it's seasonal work. In the summertime, there's work. It's wintertime. People don't have jobs. People are getting evicted. Lights are going off. People are homeless. But they're still getting paid. Something's wrong with that picture. So then we decided to not target the restaurants, to go after the developers. Hold them accountable for taking our public money and give us back what we deserve. So now that we're targeting the developers, we're asking them to put in their lease agreements to the tenants, to the Phillips and the Uno peoples and the Five Dot people that are renting those buildings. Put in your lease agreement, developers, that if these people are going to rent from you and use the workers to work, in their lease agreement, they should pay state living wages to the people, number one. And we're also asking the developers to pay into a program which have healthcare benefits for all your employees down at the Inner Harbor and rights to education. Whether it be rights to education to go up the food line in the restaurant or education to move on because of the promised jobs that you promised us with the living wages and the benefits. Now we're asking them to be held accountable for spending our public money. And then with on top of that, the human rights zone, we declared a human rights zone, but it's not about the building and the structures and the cement. When we say human rights zone, being a human rights organization, it's about community. Because like I said, it was built in the poorest city in the one of the richest states in the country. We're not benefiting from that. You know, they allow us to work there. We can't afford to play there. The majority of citizens of Baltimore City never been to the Inner Harbor. So now we will watch a video on now we're going to watch a video when we declared their Inner Harbor a human rights zone.
Rally was held today for higher wages for Inner Harbor workers. The United Workers declared the Inner Harbor a human rights zone today. This economic human rights organization is made up of low-wage workers throughout Baltimore City. The group works to get better pay for workers, starting now employing employers in the Inner Harbor area. The group previously worked on behalf of the low-wage employees at Camden Yards. Organizers say wages more than doubled because of their efforts.
The human rights zone provides a space for building a culture based on human rights values. The processes underlying the development of the human rights zone is what really matters to us. Like I said, the buildings and the concrete, that's obsolete. When we say human rights zone being a human rights organization, we think of community. And so we're declaring the Inner Harbor a human rights zone because that belongs to us. They use public money to build the Inner Harbor. And the people that live around the Inner Harbor, they messed up the communities. We have no longer have access where We used to be able to come together off the South Baltimore, North Baltimore, East Baltimore, West Baltimore to hang out and get to talk and politic. They took that space from us and put the Inner Harbor there. So when we declared it a human rights zone, what we're saying is we want our community property back where we can come together and enjoy our city. Okay, now we're gonna go through a series of pictures because in order to get to where we got to, we had to go through a series of actions developing leaders, which are key to making actions and visions possible. And this right here is at the 2008 Looking Forward retreat. When we come together, we do these kind of retreats to reflect and to strategize. Like this meeting here probably was, okay, we declared the Inner Harbor Human Rights Zone. Okay, who should we target? Who are the worst violators? How do we want to go through that process? That's where we have this community, this is a community space that we provide for ourselves to be able to do things like that. Next thing. Then after all that mentality and all that politics and the strategizing, in the evenings we build community space around seeing culture, s'mores, dancing, praying, whatever we feel like doing. Because you know, a day after, you gotta have some play after a hard day's work. You know? Next slide, please. Now this is one of our most important meetings. This is Leadership Day. And Leadership Day is where we elect our Leadership Council members. Leadership Council members are United Workers members from the ranks of the poor who are elected to the Leadership Council. And staff and everybody is held accountable to Leadership Council. They're the decision-making body of the organization, the low-wage workers. We run our own shit. We know what we need. We don't need nobody to tell us what we need or want. We know what we need. Next slide. Oh, this picture. I love this picture. This is not our United Workers. All those people you see back there are from everywhere, all across New York, Baltimore, D.C., Philly, Immokalee, Florida. This was when we came together and called out our allies. And we were planning a Be More Fair because that space at the Inner Harbor where they built it, they used to have this Baltimore City Fair, it was really whack. So we decided to come together and have a community fair and how we wanted it to look. So we invited all our allies from, like I said, all up and down the East Coast, West Coast, Florida, to come together. We planned this awesome fair, y'all. I mean, it was awesome. See, we had over 500 people there from across the United States. They couldn't even do that in Baltimore City, get their 500 people from the city to theirs. We got 500 people out of state to ours, so we did something right. After the fair, this fair was planned at Carroll Park, right out the outskirts, right by the city. We did a protest in March from Carroll Park through the streets and main central areas of Baltimore City, stopping at key strategic points where other grassroots organizations were having campaigns, calling people out. So on our way to the Inner Harbor, declaring it Inner Harbor a human rights zone. It was awesome. Y'all should have been there. Next slide. Okay. This actually happened last week. This is where we moved to phase two of our campaign. And I shouldn't have said phase two because you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, anyway, this is the next step of our campaign. When we first declared Inner Harbor a human rights zone, we decided to target the worst restaurant down there. But that had a lot of barriers because we weren't able to organize everybody. So we had a four-day retreat where we came together with United Worker members and Inner Harbor workers to find out what was the best way to go. So we all came up with a unanimous decision to target the developers, Cordish and GGP. So we put this kit together, and this is us announcing that we're going after the developers down at Inner Harbor. That stuff back there is part of the Inner Harbor. I told you, it's not even all that great. But anyway, next slide, please. Okay, so all I told you leads up to, this is the gist of our campaign, Fair Development. The geographical space that they used, public money should support public benefits. Low-wage service sector economy violates the economic human rights of workers. Change. Outsourcing and branded spaces create challenges for community and labor organizing that can and must be overcome. And then we organize around universal and transformative values builds power. And we always focus on leadership development. So, with saying that and showing you this, we're not just stopping there. As you know, I said we're going after developers. But there's a process, there's a strategy that's still ongoing. Because in January, we're having a Justice Theater Conference. And you guys will be welcome to take one of these with you. We're inviting allies and friends to this conference because May 1st of 2010, we're going to have a big participatory play in Baltimore City down at the Inner Harbor, where we're actually going to make them close down their own ship because we're going to have so many people down there, cars aren't going to be able to run down there. So they're going to have to close and loop. We're going to make them lose their own money. Okay? And we're going to have this play down there and let people know what's going on. To put pressure on the political powers that be. Because you have to realize that the mayor and the governor and all them, they're all in cahoots together. The developers, they're all each other's friends. Okay? All we have is each other. And until we put the pressure and call them out, and this beautiful facade, this beautiful geographical place be exposed, they're going to keep violating people's human rights. But once we bring it to the forefront, the politicians aren't going to be backing them developers. See, because we got to vote them in. You know what I mean? So once we start making a stink and, you know, you're going to be on our side, can I have your vote for you? See that? You know, so it's a strategy, it's a plan. And I guess the reason why we're here, because you guys are architects, you know, in the geographical area. Well, like I said, the buildings and stuff don't make no difference to us. The human rights zone is creating alternative space for community, meaning the people of our city, that a place where we can come together and be family and community. And thank you very much for your time.